You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Jake Harlisle-Larson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, sharing the road with tractors and combines is a part of driving in most of Wisconsin, but collisions with those vehicles are more likely than we might think. We'll talk about the best ways to drive safely around farm equipment.
But first, as of mid-October, 260 residents in Milwaukee County have died of an opioid overdose this year. More than 100 of those deaths involved fentanyl, a potent synthetic opioid.
Opioid overdoses are on the rise, and our next guest wrote an article about how the drugs are affecting his community in the Milwaukee area. Edgar Mendez joins us now. He's a reporter for Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and you can see his article linked on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Edgar, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We gave a few numbers there, those numbers on the rise over time, but can you paint us a picture of the story behind the numbers? What are you seeing there in Milwaukee County?
Well, overall, we've seen 309 overdose deaths, and that was through the mid-October. We're on pace, actually, to break last year's record, which was 342. And of those deaths, 84% were caused by opioids.
And what are you hearing from people in the community? You, for your piece, talk to people who had lost loved ones, sometimes multiple loved ones, to the opioid epidemic. What kind of stories did you hear?
Well, I'm hearing some stories I'm hearing over and over again are that these individuals began using prescription medications, and eventually, once their prescriptions ran out, turned to the streets to purchase opioids like Percocets and Vicodins, and eventually, when those became too expensive, turned to heroin on the streets.
And you spoke to people who'd lost loved ones who had been in and out of recovery. People looked like they were on a better path, getting out of the addiction and ultimately succumbed to it. What was it like to talk to people who had been through that?
I mean, it's tragic. And myself personally knew some of these people that were on the list that I looked at as I wrote the story. So I think that the main point was that this is touching everyone, and even though there's still some sort of a misconception that this is a suburban problem, I wanted to point out in the story that this is a very Milwaukee problem, and that, in fact, many of the victims, 70%, lived within the city, and a third were minorities.
All right, talk a little more about the demographics. Can you talk about the gender, ages, and ethnic background of people?
Well, a third of the people who died from opioid overdoses this year were women, and like I just mentioned, a third were minorities, even though the great majority are white, 68%. That's definitely probably a surprise to many people that there were so many people within our communities dying of overdoses.
We're talking to Edgar Mendez from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, looking at how the opioid epidemic is affecting Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. As he just mentioned, we've heard a lot about the suburbs and smaller towns. It's a growing problem in the Milwaukee area as well, as he's reported on. Let's talk about some of the solutions. What kind of access is there to treatment for opioids in Milwaukee County?
Well, after speaking with Rafael Mercado, he was one of the individuals who started the Facebook page Milwaukee Heroin Diaries after losing, I believe it was, four cousins to opioid overdoses within a year. What he says is that the majority of treatment available is in the suburbs, so there is treatment in Milwaukee, but I think that it's not enough to deal with the magnitude of the problem. And I think that's something that's been true for many years in terms of all the drug addiction problems there are in the city.
And you looked at a women's treatment center in particular. What did you hear from the people working there?
Right. I spoke to someone at Maida House, and what they say is that they're doing the best they can, that the majority of women they are treating are dealing with opioid addictions. But they reiterated what I just stated, is that although they can help, maybe 150, 200 women, there's just simply not enough beds, not enough treatment facilities, and even more than that, there's just not enough people coming and asking for help. There's still a stigma attached to the addiction.
in addition to the stigma that comes with addiction, a lot of times there are other problems that have gone been part of a life that led to addiction, maybe things like abuse, poverty, other problems. How does that add to the challenge?
Right. Well, they treat women, and the majority of them have dealt with trauma in the past, so I think that just adds extra layers. So on top of helping them with their drug addiction, they're helping them with things like finding housing, finding employment, helping them find childcare, things like that. So it all adds extra layers to the challenge.
And making the problem even more challenging, there's this rise of these synthetic opioids, fentanyl and others. Can you talk about how those have added to the problem?
Right. I think the rise in fentanyl is something that's going on across the nation. Well, I think that drug dealers are found a very potent cut, something they can mix into the heroin or sell it as, that increases its potency up to 50 times, and not taking any regard for human life, they're selling it to opioid addicts.
So an addict will have no idea what kind of dosage they're taking on any given day.
Many times, that's correct, yes.
Now, you also looked at what local government at the city and county levels are doing to tackle this problem. What did you find out?
Well, the county has increased funding to try to combat opioids. The county and the city created an opioid task force, but they're still in the progress of identifying best practices. So they hope to implement some programming in the future, but the reality is there's a lack of funds to support any widespread initiative that will combat problems this big.
And the opioid problem is just driving off costs automatically, right, in terms of first responders having to respond, police, ambulances, things like that. How is that affecting costs in the city and the county?
Right. Well, you're right about the first responders. We're only seeing the numbers of the people that have died, but there are so many other people that were treated and saved by first responders. So this problem is much bigger than the 260 that have died so far. So you can imagine the cost of, excuse me, not only for first responders, but also for the hospitals, child services. Everyone's getting impacted by this.
Now, President Trump recently declared opioid addiction a public health emergency. We've heard action at the state level. As you talk to people in Milwaukee City, Milwaukee County, does it seem like help is on its way from the state or federal governments?
Well, the state just received the renewal of a $7 million grant that is going to be used to combat the crisis, but there's no telling how much of that will trickle down to Milwaukee. I think the president's declaration, as Senator Tammy Baldwin said, only actually activated a little more than $50,000 in funds for treatment. So that's definitely not the solution, according to the people I talked to.
Let's talk about how this is affecting the culture in Milwaukee County. I mean, this is a big problem. It seems insurmountable, or it can look that way in some ways. Are people feeling despair or hope that this can be turned around?
I think that there's always hope. I think that there's always going to be people in the community that are working to try to solve these problems that we have. But I do know that it's affecting more and more people on a very personal level. It's hard to talk to anyone who doesn't know at least one person who's died. So it is a very tragic situation.
Yeah, Edgar, when we have call-ins related to this, it's almost exactly what you said. It's amazing how many people have had a personal impact from this, either themselves, a family member, friend, multiple friends in some cases. Are you going to be looking more into some of the stories people are telling as a follow-up to this?
Definitely looking to follow the issue and do more reporting on the impact here in Milwaukee.
Edgar, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for taking the time and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking to Edgar Mendez. He's a reporter for Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. We've been talking about how the opioid epidemic is affecting the Milwaukee community. It's been looked at in many ways as a suburban and rural problem. He writes that, it's happening in the big city as well. You can find his article on this topic and maybe share your own story. You can find that at the Ideas Network Facebook page.
Coming up, we'll find out how to share the road safely with tractors, combines, and other farm vehicles. Stay with us here on Central Time.